get 100 meg internet.
Scores brought to you by Tango in St. Louis. Next Sunday, March 25th at 6 p.m, there is a beginner's Argentine tango lesson at the Focal Point in Maplewood, taught by Carter Mile from Convergence Dance and Body Center. The lesson is followed from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. by Malonga del Domingo with Carter as DJ. The cover charge for the Malonga is $5, but the lesson is free. This Thursday, March 22nd at 7 p.m, also at the Focal Point, there is a special Malonga with live music by the acclaimed Mariano Barrero Trio on tour from Buenos Aires. Dance will just come, enjoy the music. The cover for that is $15. Both events are at the Focal Point, 2720 Sutton in Maplewood, live music on March 22nd, free lesson and Malonga on March 25th. And now the scores at 2:02 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. English Premier League. Yesterday, Bournemouth 2, West Bromwich Albion 1. Huddersfield Town 0, Crystal Palace 2. Stoke City 1, Everton 2. Liverpool 5, Watford 0. English FA Cup 6th round. Yesterday, Swansea City 0, Tottenham Hotspur 3, Manchester United 0, Brighton Hove Albion, sorry, Manchester United 2, Brighton Hove Albion 0. Today, in the 32nd minute, it is Wigan Athletic 0, Southampton 0, and later today, Leicester City against Chelsea. German Bundesliga, Friday, Freiburg 1, Stuttgart 2. Yesterday, Augsburg 1, Werder Bremen 3, Borussia Mönchengladbach 3, Hoffenheim 3, Eintracht Frankfurt 3, Mainz 0, Hamburg 1, Hertha Berlin 2, Wolfsburg 0, Schalke 1. In the 75th minute, it is Borussia Dortmund 1, Hannover 0. Later today, Cologne against Bayer Leverkusen and Leipzig against Bayern Munich. And that concludes the score report brought to you by Tango in St. Louis.
Hey, our friends at Elite Customs and Collision remind Americans to stand tall and show support to the men and women who fight for our country's freedom and American way of life. This salute is from Elite Customs and Collision, located at 1575 Cornerstone Drive. For the very best in collision repair services, body kit installation, custom paint, dent removal, and restorations, the name to know is Elite Customs and Collision. Call 636-922-4567. That's Elite Customs and Collision, thanking their customers and standing tall for our heroes. Also, visit Trusted Business Pages.com.
Welcome back to Soccer Sunday. This segment is brought to you by Summit Strategies Group, a 2015 and 2016 Greenwich Quality Leader in overall U.S. investment consulting. Find them at ssgstl.com. Ted?
Thanks, Russell Blythe. That music means one thing. It's time for the Champions League report with our man, Josh McGee. Go to it, Josh.
All right. Thanks, Ted. I want to point out, first of all, that since Tottenham's devastating defeat and elimination from the Champions League, neither the other Ted Cosgrove or Seam have showed up to take the heat. And conveniently, the week that Manchester United is embarrassed and go out of the Champions League, Tom is not here. But I am here to take the embarrassment and the heat for Chelsea's ousting in the Champions League.
Good man.
It was a 3-0 defeat. Barcelona has this guy named Lionel Messi, who I believe is very good. And
what did he do this week?
He had 2 goals and assisted on the other.
What's his total goals now in the competition?
Oh, man. I'm trying.
101?
Yeah, 101. It was as a fan of just the game, it was amazing to watch. I couldn't even be mad. I mean, he was magnificent. And
his goals were Messi-esque.
Exactly.
Messi-esque.
Or Salah-esque, as he's being compared to these days. But, yeah, it was difficult. I mean, we talked about how 5 Premier League teams into the round of 16 and how Tottenham were ahead in their draw and away goals, and Manchester United were still in their tie as well, and now the Premier League are stuffed with 2 teams instead of the 5 that we're hoping to get through. So
after the first leg, it looked like 4 of the 5 were going to go through.
Exactly. So that was difficult, but yep, Chelsea, 3-0 on the road. Barcelona were able to eliminate them. Manchester United at home, no less, could not get things done. Sevilla ended up advancing 2-1. Ben Yedder, the substitute striker, scored 2 goals in 6 minutes and completely took the tie from them. It was a very bad display by United offensively. Lukaku couldn't get anything going. Pogba once again started on the bench, had to be subbed in and didn't play up to his standards. And there's a lot of questions right now over there on their part about how they're playing. And again, Mourinho had some weird comments to say after the game, saying that this is nothing new for United, which I would say is a little bit off.
Did you see that 13-minute tirade as they described it?
Yes. I mean, he went in several different directions. He did not look like a man who was confident in what he was saying. So,
he looked like a man who was preparing for the axe to fall, actually.
That would be interesting. I think that fans, I mean, we're expecting a lot more this season, especially with the offensive talent that they brought in. I mean, you're getting Alexis Sanchez in January, you're kind of expecting to have a deep run, and now they're left with nothing, essentially. So a bit disappointing from them. Bayern Munich, who are already ahead, 5-0 in their time, move on as well. And Roma, with a 1-0 win at home over Shakhtar, with the other team move on. This weekend, of course, was the Champions League draw for the next games, the quarterfinals. And as much as we said about those two Premier League teams getting through, they will be playing each other in the next round. So Liverpool against Manchester City, an all-Premier League tie. Winner will be the lone representative in the semifinals. I know Russell's very nervous about that matchup.
You know, it's a great opportunity to be in that position to be playing for a semifinal slot. It's going to be a tough tie, but anything could happen.
Liverpool are one of the few teams that have beat Man City this year, too.
Exactly.
Already,
yeah, so. They've split the games now. You know, one of the results was both high-scoring games. One was one-sided and one was pretty even.
Yeah, as much as it is a tough matchup for them, I think that they will take it because they're familiar. They've played Man City already and know their style of play and their players, so I think it is a good opportunity for them.
Also playing a lot better than they were when they got thrashed.
Yes, of course. So the other big tie, Juventus are playing against Real Madrid, a rematch of the final from a couple years ago when Real Madrid kind of ran over Juventus. They'll be looking for something a little bit different. I think it's a good contrast to styles once again. Madrid have struggled domestically this year, but when it comes to the Champions League, they've been Real Madrid again, essentially. So Juventus, I mean, they maybe didn't expect to go through, but now they get an opportunity once again to right the wrongs a few years ago. Alex, I know you're a big Juventus fan. What do you think?
I just hope that Juventus can get some revenge on Real Madrid because Real Madrid's knocked them out the last couple years, and I think they have a good chance because their manager's a really good tactician and both teams are really familiar with each other, so I think Juventus has a chance, but at the same time, it's Real Madrid. You know, they're one of the best teams in the world every year. So it'll be tough, but they have a chance.
Definitely. I think that with Madrid, I mean, this is it. I mean, two-time champions in a row. I mean, again, struggling domestically, they don't have anything else besides this, so I think they'll be putting all their efforts into this, while Juventus kind of domestically, they were a bit out, but now with recent results, they've gotten back into it. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm hoping that everybody's healthy for that matchup because I know Juventus was a little banged up. Madrid, you know about Bale and some of the other injuries they had. Modric and Kroos were a little bit banged up in the PSG tie. So it'll be interesting to see those teams at full strength. The other two ties will be Barcelona versus Roma and Bayern Munich versus Sevilla. I mean, we just saw in the last few ties that you can't take things for granted. I mean, with Sevilla and Manchester United, so while those two teams should be favored, rightfully so, I do think that those other teams, Roma and Sevilla, will give them a little bit of trouble.
Well, as we've seen recently, Sevilla is a fantastic two-legged team.
Exactly.
They love those knockout ties.
Mm-hmm. So if I had to choose some picks, I would say Barcelona and Bayern, again, should be heavily favored to move on. With Madrid and Juventus, I'd like to see if Juventus can get up ahead in that leg, and then if they can, what will they do? Will they learn about their mistakes from the Tottenham series? Will they play back, or will they continue to push forward and get that next goal? I would favor Madrid just slightly, but I think that's a pretty close tie. Liverpool, Man City, both teams are quite in form. City have a few injuries right now that we're not sure will be resolved by the beginning of the month because these games will start up here at the beginning of April in a couple weeks. I would still favor City slightly, but again, it's a really even tie. I mean, these two teams have played some great games this year.
Josh, tell everyone about how that draw for the next round happens. Is it a blind draw?
It's exactly like the World Cup draw.
Okay.
So teams are put into a pot at this point. You can play anybody. There's no restrictions on playing someone from your league, as we can see with Liverpool and Man City, typically drawn just a couple of days after the last game. And, again, like I said, I think it's a pretty good draw as just a soccer fan in general. I want to see some of these big teams move on. You got potential matchups down the road of an El Clasico, Pep Guardiola facing either his old team of Barcelona or his other old team, Bayern Munich. Real Madrid, still considered maybe the best in the world, going up against other good teams in Bayern and Man City. And you have a little Italian flair in there. You got Juventus and Roma, two teams who have played incredible games so far this season in Serie A. So a lot of interesting matchups that could happen, and I think that fans are going to be really pleased about what will happen.
Real Madrid's doing so bad in the Spanish league that they almost like need the Champions League this year for it not to be considered a complete failure. So
yeah, I think
that's another thing that'll make it interesting. They're going to really want
the past few years with Zidane. I think everything's been perfect, yeah. And now with the first sign of trouble, fans have been not pleased with his coaching efforts. So I think it'll be interesting to see if they don't win. The great Zinedine Zidane actually be fired? So it'll be an interesting question. So, yeah, but I do agree. I think they need it.
Okay. Josh, that was a great report. Folks, if you're not watching Champions League, especially if you're a casual soccer observer, it is the top players on the top clubs. So you're going to see a level of athleticism and technical skill that is unparalleled in the world. So check it out. And if you know someone who follows a club who is a participant that's still alive in the Champions League, you'll sense their passion from the first moment you ask them about it. I have a gentleman who's working as a consultant at my company right now who's a Man United fan, and his mood changed within 12 hours. And he's like, he was on pins and needles about that match. And then the next day, he's like, yeah. He goes, man, oh, man.
They're the best players in the world. People sometimes, I think, when you talk about Champions League, think that it's only players from Europe. But they have the best players from
everywhere.
All around the world,
yes.
Playing just in those leagues.
When you watch the World
Cup. It's almost like a World Cup.
You're going to see these guys. Their club teams are going to be mentioned.
Yes.
You're going to recognize these faces. It's a good primer for what's to come here in June and July.
Okay, Russell, let's take us out.
Don't touch that dial. The bots are actively watching. This is STL United Soccer Sunday on AM 590, and we will be right back after these messages.
This is 590 The Fan. Weeknights from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. It's Larry Connors, USA.
All the decades I served as a news anchor, no one knew my political views or anything, and I didn't change or slant any story to present my personal views, which is the very point that Sarah Sanders made the other day, saying that you guys are not just making honest mistakes, you're purposely misleading the American people on a regular basis.
That's possible.
It's not possible. They did.
Larry Connors, USA on 590 The Fan.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know that the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players could run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact you might not know that's actually really helpful if you need to buy a car. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. 2018 is already shaping up to be one of the most exciting years for buying a home, but you better be ready. Our phones haven't stopped ringing with people trying to get pre-approved, and it's only the beginning. If you think that you're the only person watching those neighborhoods, watching those streets and school districts, you're dead wrong. If you're even considering buying a home this year, we need to talk. Don't miss the home of your dreams. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You will make yourself a name.
Welcome back to Soccer Sunday. This segment is brought to you by Crossover Media LLC for effective branding through web design, mobile app development, and data analytics. Visit crossovermediallc.com. Ted.
Thanks, Russell. I'm going to bring Ricardo Garza to the mic to introduce our next guests.
Good morning. We're here with Joy and Jose with Adopt the Block talking about a special event that is going down in Ferguson. Welcome, Joy, and welcome, Jose.
Thank you. Good morning to you all. It's a pleasure to be here. And Anita is with me. She represents Oakmont Apartments in Ferguson.
Good morning.
Welcome to you both. I'd like to just get a sense for your organization, kind of what brought you to this point where you've connected with Ricky, and we're here at a soccer show talking about using soccer to help what it sounds like maybe at-risk youth. At-risk youths, is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't go – I'd rather not label kids.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yes.
So we're going to use soccer to help build community?
Yes.
How about that? And that's what Ricky is all about. He's been on our show a number of times, and he's connected us with a number of organizations that we're excited to be connected with. So tell me a little bit about the program that you guys have in mind.
Well, first, let me give you a quick background. Adopt the Block was instituted about 4 years ago, right after the Michael Brown incident.
Okay.
This was because of the Billy Graham chaplain, Simon, the Billy Graham chaplain over Ferguson, and the police chaplain over Ferguson. And one of the situations we had is that we had to connect with the community a little bit more to make sure that those people that reached out for us for assistance were given some kind of follow-up in their needs, emotional, spiritual, and physical needs. Adopt the Block was a program we started about 15 years ago at the St. Louis Dream Center, which was originally started by Tommy Barnett in the Los Angeles Dream Center. We instituted this program, which basically just goes door to door on a weekly basis, knocking on people's doors just to see how they are, to see if they have any needs. Our representative from Oakmont, Anita, offered us a town home there in which we said, okay, the needs are great here. There's a lot of children here. There's a lot of kids. We need to do something for these kids. Football is a rough sport right now, and a lot of things are being talked about against it. Baseball is an expensive sport as well, but we were able to get about 300 kids into the sports program at Matthew Dickey's.
Okay.
But we want to do something a little bit more local, something that everyone can be involved, and something that wasn't so expensive for the residents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how soccer came to be. I've talked with Ricardo. He told me about his program, how it, the initiatives he has for it and the goals for the children. I said, this is fantastic. We can use this simple, plain, and it's just a ball with kids and having fun, which leads to ministry and, of course, a future for them as well.
Right. I share with many people on my Facebook page and with the STL United Facebook page, there's a ball that's an indestructible football. It's the World Football Project. And the entertainer Sting from the Police, musician and songwriter, he worked with some engineers to design this indestructible soccer ball. And they have a number of programs where you can donate a ball. And if you donate a ball, they'll give you a ball. And you can choose a program. And I describe it to people as the joy of play. And people that are in underdeveloped countries, young people who struggle to find where their next meal is going to come from, are looking for that joy of play. So in your community, finding things for these kids to do to put smiles on their faces and give them a purpose, something to look forward to, etc., sounds like is what you're trying to get started.
Exactly. Give them a goal to reach, to aspire, and just to feel good about themselves.
Right. Anita, what is your role in this project? Go ahead and just step right up to that mic.
I represent the owners of Oakmont Townhomes. We became familiar with Pastor Jose through a number of people in the community. He's very well connected. But we really loved his passion for youth and the Adopt-a-Block concept. So we asked him if he would help us to institute some youth programs and adult programs for our complex. He's using one of our units as a youth center and where adults can come and meet. And then he was fully on board for this program for youth. We'd love to expand to other sports, but personally, as a family, we're a soccer family. We have kids that play club soccer, and we love the sport. So we thought that was a natural start.
Football, soccer is definitely a sport that brings people together. The normal host of this show, Tom Schwarz, is lucky enough to travel the world, and there's two calling cards that he can use to start a conversation with anyone. One is Bob Marley. He's a huge Bob Marley fan. And secondly is, who's your club? Who's your favorite footballer? Mm-hmm. And it's almost always an instant in for him wherever he's traveling in the world. And it truly is a sport that I've come to realize over the last 6 years brings people together. The passion for the sport is incredible. And it truly does break down socioeconomic and cultural barriers. You'll look at the clubs that we're watching on the big screen here that are playing in the Bundesliga. There are players from probably 20 different countries represented on those rosters. And those gentlemen probably did not have any familiarity with where those teammates came from. To me, that grows the world. It doesn't restrict it. So, Pastor, why don't you explain to me how you hope this program can continue to help in the Ferguson community?
Well, it's a way for the kids to grow, and not only physically, but spiritually. It gives us an opportunity to mentor some of them. But we want to also touch on other communities in the St. Louis area. I've already talked to some pastoral fellowships in the South Side who wanted to also develop a clinic there. And also, I just want to bring in the international aspect of it so they can see that there's other parts of this world that they have never heard of before and never seen or never talked to anyone from these countries, to bring them all together under one roof. I'm originally from Puerto Rico, but I grew up basically in New York, which I'm used to an international atmosphere. And I just hope that they can get used to that, because this world is so immense. And we have right now an international ministry, and I'm hoping to develop some other countries into this program as well.
Anita, tell me how soccer has impacted your family from a cultural standpoint. I'm sure that your children play club soccer with kids from all throughout the region, correct?
Yes. In fact, my oldest son, who's now, in a college, he plays soccer in college. He played on a team with a lot of Bosnian refugees, or immigrants, actually, not refugees, but he commented on how diverse experience really impacted him, and that helped them all realize that they were just one team working together towards one goal. I also took my oldest son, that same son, and my daughter down to Nicaragua for a mission trip. And they saw the kids had the joy, like you described, the joy of playing soccer. They were playing with a dilapidated ball, so mm-hmm. this indestructible mm-hmm. ball. I'm sure that they'd love to have that, because the men and the kids joined in. As soon as there was a ball thrown around, they just all started to play, and they were having a great time. We brought some new balls down there, and they thought that was just phenomenal. So you throw a ball out, and you can get everyone involved. They don't think about where people come from. They just want to have that joy. The other thing we'd love to do is to get kids out of their circumstances, to get them out of their immediate surroundings, to see what else is out there. And so the soccer camps and the clinics that we're going to put together, we'd love for that to be on a field that inspires them, that lets them see what's possible beyond their immediate surroundings, and gives them something to aspire towards.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. lots of opportunities through soccer to continue your education, but also to just meet people. One of the co-founders of this program, or one of the original hosts, was a gentleman named Vin Coe, mm-hmm. who's part of the Mosaic organization. And Vin and several of his buddies started St. Louis Pickup Soccer mm-hmm. Facebook page. Mm-hmm. There are, every day of the year, there are between a half dozen and a dozen pickup soccer matches that are organized through this Facebook page every day throughout St. Louis. And there are people from all walks of life, from all origins, all religious backgrounds that come together for an hour during lunchtime, an hour after work at a designated point, and come together to enjoy a quick game of pickup. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And he used to post these images called the humans of pickup soccer. And then he would just give a little backstory. You know, here's Lindsay, you know, who's from Alton. You know, she played college soccer. She still loves the game and she coaches it. Mm-hmm. Here's Russell from New Zealand. He's a professor at St. Louis University, and he participates in this. It's really, soccer is a great way to connect. Mm-hmm. So anything you'd like to leave us with? Is there any information you can share with our audience where they might learn more about the programs you're trying to start? Or is it just, you just want to let everybody know that you're using soccer in this opportunity?
What if they want to further reach out to us? We can, it's the Ferguson Adopt the Block program. We're at 1616D North Windsor States in Ferguson. And our phone number is 314-574-8334. That's 574-8334. And I'm just looking for soccer to be the new melting pot of the community, of the country, actually.
Yeah, I think that you're jumping on at a perfect time. The momentum that soccer has built is definitely growing. There are more and more young people who follow soccer more than they follow the NFL, Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And we've joked about it on this program. Some of it has to do with the esports FIFA video games. They love to put together their own club and play video game soccer. Mm-hmm. But whatever it takes to get them interested in the game. And I'm really happy that you guys came in. And through Ricardo, I'm sure we'll connect again. Mm-hmm. And I wish you all the best in the endeavors that you're working on in Ferguson.
We thank you. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Russell, why don't you take us out?
You are listening to STL United Soccer Sunday on AM 590 KFNS. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
Talking noise, haters' voices trying to put us down. Let them say that we don't need them. They wanna be us now. Cause when we're pumping our fists and we fight up, we get.
This is 590 The Fan. Every morning beginning at 10, it's the Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano.
One time we were doing the Charlie Spoon Hour show. Huggins was our special guest. Of course, it was after a game where Huggins beat Slew, because that's all he did. And part of the reason why I like Spoon is because he just beat him every time. I asked him, I said, it doesn't look like you're enjoying what you're doing. He says, when this thing is done and you're back in an edit booth, are you smiling and laughing during the edit session? That's a good point.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to ProgressiveCommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
The housing market is hot. There are three times more buyers than sellers. It's more important now than ever to make sure you have your financing in place before you even find the house. Get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Welcome back to Soccer Sunday. This segment is brought to you by Crossover Media LLC. For effective branding through web design, mobile app development, and data analytics, visit crossovermedialLLC.com. Ted?
Thanks, Russell Blythe. That music in my world means one thing. It means that Steph and Gab have recorded, and there is a new episode of Two Drunk Fans. Steph Young, are you with me this morning? Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I love when I get to listen to that music. That means there's a new Two Drunk Fans podcast.
Yeah, we just recorded a new one because a lot of stuff happened as we approach the beginning of NWSL sixth season, so plenty to talk about.
No doubt. All right, so you recently wrote an article for Stars and Stripes FC, and one of the terms or phrases that you used in this article is, what with all the machegas? Tell us what that means.
Well, as it relates to Kristen Press, it's exactly what it is. It's kind of a hot mess, although it's not really her fault. Long story short, she got traded from Chicago to Houston. She doesn't want to play for Houston. Houston can't make her play, so now she's kind of holding out for the best possible situation for herself. And Houston can't seem to find its own butt with two hands and a flashlight as it relates to this trade.
There's no doubt about that. I was exchanging texts with someone the other day and was explaining to them what was going on here. And I'm like, gosh, darn it, Houston, they just can't get out of their own way on a situation that really had so much potential down there, Steph. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I think they made a great move in the offseason hiring Vera Powell. She used to be the head coach for South Africa women's team. She has a pretty good international pedigree. From what I've heard out of Houston, she's been doing her best to really drill a good professional environment in at Houston. I think she brought Lisa Cole, too, as her assistant coach. Lisa Cole has a great record. I mean, not a win-loss record because she came from the Boston Breakers, but she has a good pedigree as well internationally. So, yeah, I think there's some potential there. It would be great if they could add Press. Paul seemed genuinely excited because she thought she was going to get Press. But welcome to the world of NWSL, Vera. Sorry it had to start out like this.
Right. Where are their goals going to come from, Steph? I mean, that would be the thing. You know, Kristen, mm-hmm. Kristen can be a playmaker when she's asked to. Obviously, she's a finisher. But, man, oh, man, we were just talking to Tom Sermani an hour ago, and I just had to pause at one point and just say, gosh, Tom, you have to be really excited about your roster. And he chuckled and said, yeah, in between all of the day-to-day of coaching and administrative things, he goes, yep, I have to admit, I'm feeling good.
Well, Houston still has, I think, Rachel Daly, and they just picked up Kaya Simon, and I think they announced they actually signed a contract with Kaya. That's not terrible. They've got, I'm going to say,
they've got Ojai.
Yeah. Nichelle Prince, who's
sure.
coming along for Canada. So it's not,
you know what,
totally bleak, but,
Maybe Vera can pump them up about, hey, we're in this situation. Come on, let's show the world. I really like the elevation of Amber Brooks as kind of a rock on their back line. I think Amber is healthy again, and I think she's going to be a really strong point to their defense. They should have good goalkeeping. But I think they're going to need it. I'm just not sure that they're going to be able to create goals. So we'll see. All right. So I also wanted to ask you, while it's on top of my mind, is about your reflections on She Believes Cup. I believe that you attended the match in New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was at Red Bull to see them play France.
Okay, and that that game, I'm trying to remember. I always get these games mixed up in my mind. The crazy wind game was in Columbus. So
that was against Germany. That's correct.
Right. Yeah. So what were the weather conditions like in New Jersey?
It was pretty cold. It was puckeringly cold, but it wasn't as cold as 2017 when I went to Red Bull. I think they played England. I think that was the 1-0 loss against England as well.
Yes.
I just remember looking at a friend of mine who's in the English media who was there, just looking at her. I was like, look, I told you this was going to happen because the team at that time was a hot mess. This time was less of a hot mess. Weather conditions, not terrible. When the sun was out, it was pretty bearable, actually.
So the She Believes Cup, we hoisted it again. Were you feeling warm and fuzzy after the She Believes Cup victory, or are you still worried about how things are unfolding in the Jill Ellis regime?
Well, there's some things to remember. Key players are out. Becky Sauerbrunn is out. Tobin Heath is out with injury. Sam Mewis was also out.
Right.
These are big, big players. But looking at She Believes, I did not feel reassured that things could be. Like, after that France game, I was like, well, that was a game of soccer that was played for 90 minutes in which one team scored more goals than the other. That certainly happened. Like, that was my only impression. Jill Ellis doesn't know what to do with her midfield, and she's still kind of sneakily relying on, you know, we all thought her three-back formation experiment was over, but we saw throughout the whole tournament what she relied on was dropping a midfielder between her center backs to make a back three, asking her fullbacks to push up forward high, and then, you know, kind of going forward in a sort of 3-5-2 almost.
So I have a coach here, Lindsay Kennedy Eversmeyer. She coaches the local WPSL club that won the national championship last year. Lindsay, you hear Steph describe formations, and I know you watch some She Believes matches. As a coach, Lindsay, what were you thinking?
I don't know. It all depends on the personnel that you have to run certain formations. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable with a 4-2-3-1 and or even a 4-1-4-1. For women, I'm not comfortable with three backs because it's not like men. I mean, men can cover more ground. So three back systems are pretty scary for me. But I don't know. I don't know.
So you don't want Jill Ellis's job? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I think any high level coaching job is there's going to be criticism one way or another, and everybody's going to do something different. But I don't know. I guess. Well, sure, I want her job. Sure.
So Steph, would you say the cornucopia of riches in the midfield is a problem? We need to settle in on some people, or we need to settle in on what style players we're going to use in those positions?
Yeah.
I think it's about the style. We have so much central midfield talent, both deep lying and offensive, and we even have, you know, the return of kind of a true 10, assuming they can keep Roosevelt healthy after they're the ones who broke her again in the first place.
No bitterness there.
Oh my God.
Just to keep it real.
But I think we all looked at the roster for this tournament, like, where's the width going to come from? Because she had to play Megan Rapinoe as a forward in a front three with Alex Morgan. I mean, she didn't have to, but that's what she did. And we got our answer. She was like, well, I'm going to rely entirely on my fullbacks for most of the width here. And that didn't pan out because one of them didn't have a great tournament. One of them got injured. One of them was tired and couldn't play the whole time. And one of them was Sofia Huerta, who's not really a fullback. She had to move Crystal Dunn back into left back in order to, like, fill out her fullback roster. So
she played well there, too.
She did play well there because Crystal Dunn, you know, she has some experience there in the fullback position. So I think they got lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I want to ask you about a young player that was part of the College Cup this year who's currently on the U23 roster that participated in Portland's preseason event, Katarina Macario. She's Brazilian-born, San Diego-raised. I watch a lot of collegiate soccer, and I had not seen a lot of Stanford matches because they're on late, and I don't have Pac-12 Network. But she for me, stuck out on a very good Stanford roster. And she scored 3 goals in the first 2 U23 matches in that professional preseason event. I'm seeing her as a potential rising star. Have you seen Katarina play?
Yes, especially in that College Cup. And all the reports coming out of preseason, you know, with the U23s playing and the Brazil teams, like, her name keeps coming up over and over and over again. And people who haven't seen her before now are like, oh, I believe you. She's the real deal. The problem is that apparently she's not a U.S. citizen yet. The last I heard, I think Soccer America reported that she has a green card, but she's No. Here we go. Paul Kennedy, reporter for Soccer America. This is most recent. She's got a green card, but she can't play for the United States in international competition just yet. So this U23 preseason tournament with NWSL, that's perfect to kind of test her out. The other problem, though, is, you know, U.S. soccer doesn't really have the greatest record in really keeping track of talent, especially when it's not American talent, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's brought up through the entire system.
Steph.
From a Latino country, sometimes we tend to let players slip through our fingers.
Steph, it's Russell Blythe here. Is she under that 5-year rule or whatever it is? If you've played for, has she played for Brazil at some age level before? Is that what the situation is?
She moved from Brazil when she was like 12. So
okay, so probably not.
If there is 5-year rule, we're way past it. We should be fine.
Okay, so another women's soccer global news. Steffi Jones was sacked from her duties with Germany. I guess shocked isn't the right word. Were you surprised at all?
No, I was not. I think she believes it's her last chance.
Okay.
I think she's been struggling with Germany for a while, trying to sort of transition into a new role. In Germany's performance, she believes, was really flat, not that inspiring. It's not super – I mean, obviously the first game against the United States, on both sides, I think it was fair to just kind of wipe the slate clean. You can't learn anything from a game like that when the ball is literally rolling to a dead stop on the field. But, I think it was our last chance, and she blew it.
All right, so another interesting tidbit that came up this past week was Steph LeBay's decision to leave the NWSL and play for a men's PDL team.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
now, do you have any information or any thoughts that it might have to do with the organization that she was playing for, or is it you just chalking it up to what she said publicly that, hey, she's looking for a new challenge?
I mean, obviously, you can only take someone at their word when you don't know them. I think we'd be foolish to ignore that there's a lot of other context here. But, you know, she had to find a place to play in a World Cup qualification year. So maybe this was a combination of, you know, she needed to be in a certain area for personal reasons. Maybe, you know, who knows? She needed to be close to family or something. That's legit. And then had to find the best possible situation, or maybe she really did want a new challenge. I think she tweeted last night that she had her first run out with them and it was a shutout, maybe. So maybe it'll work out.
Well, I do remember that really insightful halftime story that Lifetime did during an NWSL mm-hmm. match, where she opened up about how she was struggling with life. I really appreciated her sharing, you know, because I have children and there's a lot of young people that I have in my life or I've coached or know through my children that are just struggling with the world. And I really appreciated her sharing her story. I wish her the best. She's talented, really great shot stopper when she's healthy.
Yeah, and she's fairly young. She's still not, you know, past her peak as a goal. I think she's 31, so she's still got a little bit left in her, mm-hmm. I'd say.
It was interesting to talk to Tom Sermani earlier, and some of these comments that he made were on the record, and I was just getting him to say them on the show about some of the folks involved in his trades. You know, he gets attached to his players. You have to love that about Tom. And, you know, he's very public about how hard it is for him to deal players once they've poured their sweat equity into his club. And, you know, Aubrey Bledsoe filled in admirably for Ashlyn Harris last year, and he said that trade was about bolstering the defense primarily, but he was really, once LeBay made that decision, they jumped on the possibility of dealing Aubrey because he believed that she deserved a chance at starting in the league.
That's pretty on the nose, yeah, for Tom Cimone. It definitely sounds like him.
Yeah, we're all impressed by him, and it was almost 4 years ago since we spoke to him. We had him on 3 weeks before he was relieved of his duties. Becky Sauerbrunn was in studio with us that day, and she kind of raved about Tom, and Tom was helping her improve her attacking approach out of the, you know, as she it would advance the ball. He was encouraging her to push the ball versus just kind of sit and look, and she really enjoyed playing for Tom. So, all right. So also this week, the proposal about a FIFA Women's League came up. Tell me what your initial thoughts were, and then I'll share with you what mine were.
My initial thought was, since when does Gianni Infantino and the FIFA, you know, executive structure give a single whoop-dee-doo about the women's game? That was my initial thought.
You got Lindsay doing the bobblehead dance over here, nodding her head with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
He's running for re-election. He wants tasty bait that he can dangle in front of a bunch of countries and say, look, you could host a big, flashy FIFA event every year. Your team might be able to break into, you know, some of the top ranks with all these other flashy women's teams. And then as soon as he gets what he wants, if he gets it, he'll be like, women, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I agree. I thought that, and I also thought, look, I'll believe it when I see it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many logistical issues that would have to be worked out, et cetera. All right, Steph. So the hot question for me, for you is, what are you going to do club-wise this year? I mean, your beloved Boston Breakers are no longer. Are you going to follow a club? Are you just going to be like me now with my FC Kansas City club is no longer? I'm kind of on the open market about who my next club is going to be. How are you approaching it?
Soccer is canceled. Feelings are canceled. I don't know what you're talking about. This whole, like, the call-ins, my swan song, there's no more. I don't know. I've, you know, kind of secondarily supported the Portland Thorns for years. I have a lot of friends out there. You know, I'm a big Christine Sinclair fan, so
right.
I'll probably be okay. It won't be the same, you know, like.
You're not worried about being called a bandwagon jumper?
No. No,
you're on record. I'm just kidding you.
There was never any competition.
Right.
I have to be realistic as a Boston fan. There was never really any competition with them for, you know, whatever Portland was doing. So if I supported Portland, I didn't really feel like it was to the detriment of Boston.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to the season. Orlando's stacked. North Carolina's going to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
I really think the Laura Harvey situation in Utah is going to be healthy. I think Vlatko's a winner. And then you got Chicago with Rory, and they got Sam Kerr.
Yeah.
You know, man, oh, man. I mean, there's going to be some great matches. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am, too. I'm really looking forward to, especially what the Washington Spirit do with that young roster out there. That
right.
is the kind of roster, like, even if you fail, you should end up being mediocre still, at least,
yeah.
like with that level of talent. So right. if Washington doesn't pull it together, then, you know, Jim Guevara might need to look for a new job. We'll see.
Tom Cimone said Sydney LaRue is looking really good as well.
I would love that for her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he said her physicality is something that his team needed and he thinks the league needs. So we'll see. Steph, it's always a pleasure. And I'll be looking forward to the Two Drunk Fans episode. When do you think that'll drop? You got editing to do?
Yeah, lots of editing, as always.
I want the uncut.
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, they don't worry too much about the beeps. All right, so it's always a pleasure. We can also read you at starsandstripesfc.com, correct?
Yep.
And if you're not... And if you're not following Steph on Twitter, it's @Thrace is her Twitter handle. Lindsay's grabbing her phone right now. It's always a party. Steph, I appreciate it, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
All righty. Okay, Russell.
I have a little sense of how she feels when the Athletic have folded after a season in the third. That was tough.
Oh, yeah.
As Boston Breakers have been around for much longer. All right. After all that excitement here in the Chuck's Boot studio, this is still STL United Soccer Sunday on AM 590 KFNS. We'll be right back with a couple of score updates.
We go hide away in daylight. We go undercover, wait up the sun. Got a secret side in plain sight. Where the streets are empty, that's where we run. Everyday people do everyday things, but I...
College basketball tourney is game on. Watch and play as college hoops powerhouses take on the best challengers to determine who is number one. Back your favorite college teams to win and earn extra cash for every winning pick at BetDSI.net. BetDSI.net is the best online sports book for your college basketball tournament action. With over 20 years experience, and BetDSI.net is top rated on review sites and well known for the fastest payouts and an easy to use fast playing interface. Bet in-game and play with live wagering throughout the tournament and virtually all other games, sports, and events 24/7, 365. Get 100% member bonus on your first deposit using promo code MADGATEWAY. That's right, you'll double up your money right away. Don't sit on the sidelines during this year's basketball tourney. Use promo code MADGATEWAY at BetDSI.net and start winning today.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan can help make a difference. Farmers Insurance has been providing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. Talk to an experienced Farmers Insurance agent today and find out about insurance options so you can get the coverage you want. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find simple, practical insurance knowledge at farmers.com. That's farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get a true cinematic experience with the Dell XPS 13 powered by 8th-gen Intel Core processors and featuring new Dell Cinema technology. With Dell Cinema, you'll get incredible color, immersive sound, and smoother streaming so you can bring all your binge-worthy shows to life. It's everything you love about the big screen, now on your laptop screen. Because if it's made for a cinematic experience, it's made for Dell. Visit Dell.com or call 1-800-BUY-DELL. That's 1-800-BUY-DELL.
Welcome back to Soccer Sunday. This segment is brought to you by NGK Law Firm. Everyone needs legal help at some point, right, Ted?
Yes, they do. Tom would say the word scumbag at some point in the next 30 seconds. Russell, I'm going to send it back to you for a score update.
Well, we had a couple of bell rings during the last segment with Stephanie, and we didn't get to interject with the scores. But we have two score updates. One is that Cologne scored in the 10th minute, so it's Cologne 1 by Leverkusen 0, and in the FA Cup quarterfinal or sixth round match, it's Wigan Athletic 0, Southampton 1.
Okay, Josh, you had something that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to St. Louis FC. They opened up their USL season on Friday with a 1-1 draw at Rio Grande Valley FC. So it was an impressive performance, I think, in the second half, especially when they went down 1-0. Expecting really big things from them this season. New coach Anthony Pulis, so it was exciting to see.
Yeah, a lot of those games are on a YouTube stream.
This game was on Channel 11.
Yep, some of them will be on TV.
Yep, exactly. All right, want to mention the folks that were in here earlier from Ferguson Area Kids. March 31st, Adopt Block, St. Louis, Club Atletico, Easter Egg Hunt and Soccer Clinic. That's March 31st from noon until 3 p.m. at Coke Elementary. That is a soccer clinic and Easter Egg Hunt. March 31st. From noon till 3 at Coke Elementary. That's the Ferguson Area Kids Organization. Lindsay Kennedy Eversmeyer, you had a shout-out.
I do. I have a shout-out to Belleville West Boys Basketball. They won the state title yesterday, defeating Whitney Young 60-56 in overtime. It's their first state championship ever. So congrats to you guys.
Wow. Whitney Young is a program out of the Chicago area, correct?
Correct.
That you hear that school's name dropped among a lot of the top recruits in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you're not watching March Madness, check it out. You know, monitor the games. And if nothing else, follow the last 10 minutes. There were two great buzzer beaters yesterday. And boy, if you didn't see Maryland, Baltimore County beat top number one Virginia on Friday evening, man, the joy in those kids, the cheerleaders, the supporters, and then in social media, all the live videos of the students celebrating. Folks, that's what sports is about. I know there's a lot of money. There's a lot of things that you could say about the NCAA, but when it comes right down to it, on the court, it's a bunch of student athletes trying to get the job done. Russell, let's take it out. Great WOSO program. Thanks, Tom Schwarz. We miss you.
We cannot go out without mentioning Mo Salah's 4-goal-plus-1-assist performance yesterday for Liverpool.
You can't leave without mentioning it.
Yeah, I cannot leave anyway. You have been listening to STL United Soccer Sunday, presented by NGK Law Firm. Until next time, enjoy the beautiful game.
Bye-bye.